This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Bill Salas from ProphecyDepot.com. And, of course, we have this book and DVD posted up also on ClayandIron.com. This is an amazing analysis, actually, because you've done not only remarkable biblical work, but geopolitical analysis that there's no preconditions for these now prophecies to occur either now or in the next 10 years. There's really nothing to prevent them from happening in our day. And if you look at the geopolitical conditions, even if you don't include the Bible, but when you look at the Bible, it tells you that these things are literally imminent. What are the list of some of the main prophecies which you expand on the DVD and the book that explain how the now prophecies are, if you want to call it, impending?
Well, yeah, and the reason I call them now prophecies is because we need to be prepared for them now at the present time, because they could happen now. We can't say for sure that they will, but there's no preconditions. There's no nothing really prohibiting them from happening at any given moment. So my goal with this book is to compartmentalize the various unfulfilled Bible prophecies into three categories: the now ones, which have little to no preconditions; the next ones, which have some preconditions, they really need the now prophecies to find fulfillment for; and then the final, or we call them the last prophecies, which would be like, you know, in the tribulation period with the Antichrist and the judgments in the book of Revelation, the trumpets and the bowls, and those have preconditions. Those have to, you know, those are not really happened just yet. So my goal is what we need to prepare this generation, our kids, our grandkids, for right now. So when you ask which ones are they, well, I'm going to list them in kind of a sequential order. That doesn't mean they're going to happen in this way. There's some speculation here. But I would say in Jeremiah 49, you have the disaster of Iran, and that's the prophecy of Elam, E-L-A-M. So disaster in Iran. The next one is in Isaiah 17. You have the destruction of Damascus in Syria. And then you've got the Psalm 83 war, I think, would be right in there. That's the concluding Arab-Israeli war. I call that, I have a chapter on that called that, the final Arab-Israeli war. In the midst of all this, you have the decline of America. I've got three chapters devoted to America. Where are we in the Bible? Why should we be concerned that we've crossed all the dangerous biblical boundaries? And so I get into that. And then we've got The other one would be the trembling and toppling of Jordan. This is a prophecy been vastly overlooked in Jeremiah 49. It says Jordan will actually be fearful of everything going on around them in Jeremiah 49, verse 5. And that fear is struck Jordan now. It has never struck Jordan in the past since Jeremiah wrote it around 596 B.C. But it exists right now. King Abdullah II of Jordan is very concerned about every direction around his border. And so that one. And then there's the terrorization of Egypt in Isaiah 19. And then there's the vanishing of the Christians. You know, there's a rapture spoken about in the Bible. And at that point in time, without any warning, it says that Christ is going to come, take his bride. He's going to fetch the Christian church, his bride, out of here. And I know there's people who think that could happen. It's imminent. Some people think it's a different timing and all that. I subscribe to the fact that it's imminent, so we need to be on the lookout for it. And if you're a believer, that's really the greatest of all in now prophecies, because you could be snatched up to be with the Lord in heaven at any given moment. So thus, we need to be watching for these things and redeeming the time, because these things are, they could happen at any given moment. You see what's going on in the Middle East. Are you there? Great. Okay, so you can hear me, dear listeners, it sounds like, and I will keep on talking. When we talk about the now prophecies, prophecy, we know that there's an end from the beginning. We're told this in Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10. He says, God says, I'm the Lord, the only God, declaring the end from the beginning. And the end times are a predominant theme in the Bible. It talks about the latter days, the last days, the time of the end. The question is, are we in those days? Are we at that point in time? And I believe that the answer is yes to that, and that the world hourglass took its final turn when Israel became a nation in 1948. And so we have 68 years have come since that time, where we find ourselves in 2016. So we have to ask ourselves, was anything written through the prophets, through the prophecies over the past, you know, couple thousand years when these prophecies were being written that are applicable to our time? And the answer to that is yes. And the ones I listed with the Iran and Damascus and the decline of America, et cetera, with Jordan, these are the ones to be that I'm personally looking out for. I've done a lot of research in this area. And so this is all spelled out in this book, The Now Prophecies. And it comes with a DVD and also. So, you know, I invite you, of course, to get that so you can get all the research and the details as to why I'm saying what I'm saying. Now, The Now Prophecies is available at my website at prophecydepot.com, prophecydepot, like Home Depot.com. And we've got the book and the DVD available there. So we want to invite you to get that. Can you still hear me there, Mr. Technician? We seem to have lost Dr. Bill Deagle in this call. So I'm going to keep talking as long as you can still hear me. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I'm all good.
Okay, I'm going to keep going. You know, it's interesting. I've written many books, dear listener, and this is actually my fifth one. And when you come up with a title for a book, where you try to encapsulate the message, how can you put the content into that catchy title that the reader is going to grab on the bookshelf and say, gee, I need to read this book? And it can be a laborious process. One of my first book is Ralestine. It took me quite a while to figure this out. And then another one, Psalm 83, took me a long time. But this book came to me in a dream. And so you might find it interesting that this title, The Now Prophecies, I was dreaming and the Lord spoke to me in the dream. And I'm not one who says the Lord told me this or I think all my dreams are significant and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But in this particular case, this is how I got the name of the book. It was called The Now Prophecies. The Lord said to me in the dream, I want you to call your next book The Now Prophecies, which is what I've been working on in 2015, the prophecies that are imminent. Are you back with me, Dr. Deagle?
I am indeed. I think I'm glad that you were able to continue. Skype got knocked out, which is not considering the intensity of the talk.
So anyway, what I was saying, Dr. Bill, is that, you know, I was dreaming, and this title came to me. The Lord said, Bill, plain as day in the dream, I want you to call your next book The Now Prophecies. And I was in this totally relaxed, peaceful, excited state in my dream, reflecting on what a perfect godsend title, because that's exactly what I've been working on with my messages for 2015, getting people ready now for what's going on that could happen now. And then it was 1:59 in the morning. It was October 16th when I was dreaming this. And in this state of bliss, if you want to call it that, in realizing that the Lord had spoken to me, and I got a phone call. And it was, you know, I thought it was my alarm going off because we were supposed to take our grandkids to school at 6:30. And it's pitch black. I'm in do not disturb mode. I've had no coffee. I'm going, what is this? It's not 6:30 in the morning. And I look and it's a 1:59 in the morning and it's a phone call with like 12 digits in it. It's not like a normal call from America. Turns out I think it's from the Congo, I think, back in Africa. And so anyway, I thought, oh my goodness, Lord, did you just wake me up on purpose? So I got up and started praying about this title, because if I would have kept sleeping, I figured, you know, I might have forgotten about it, as I often do with my dreams. So I figured the Lord got me up to pray and reflect on it. Now, that day, I embarked upon 4 months of seclusion and started writing this book, which your listeners can get, The Now Prophecy. And it prepares them in an easy-to-understand format to understand Bible prophecies that could affect them in their generation.
Okay, yeah. That's good. So, Bill, when you did this, I believe you really did get a word of knowledge from God. And I think it's important that people understand this is coming through to give a time of grace and repentance to the population of America and the world before the next phase of of the next prophecies happen before the final prophecies. When we come back, we'll hear more from Bill Salas. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
McVeigh is with us, if you want to go ahead and start talking.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report with Dr. Bill Deagle, and I'm his guest, Bill Salas, and we've been having a little bit of communication issues today. You know, technologies have their goods and their bads, and we're dealing with some issues right now, but today we're talking about some important prophecies that were written centuries ago,
okay.
2,000 years ago, that are maybe very relevant for our time.
So, Bill, can you give us more specifics of just a few highlights of some of these now prophecies? Can you give us a couple of them?
Yeah, we talked about some in the first section of the show, disaster in Iran, the destruction of Damascus, the toppling of Jordan, terrorization of Egypt, the final era of Israeli war, the decline of America, the vanishing of the Christians. Ulysses might know that. That's commonly called the rapture. Now, there's another one that I think it's something to be on the lookout for, and that's the expansion of Israel. And there's several prophecies that talk about a time when Israel actually expands territorially into southern Lebanon and into maybe all of Jordan, at least parts of Jordan. And, of course, they'll get to all the West Bank, and it was formerly the Samaria area, but they call it the West Bank today, Judea and Samaria. The Gaza, which they had, but they relinquished in 2005. And now, of course, it's a Hamas-run area with missiles flying out at Israel. Thousands of missiles have come at it since then. But, you know, the international community wants Israel to give up land for peace. That's not biblically endorsed. It is more than likely not going to happen. And so I would just tell your listeners, here's an eye-opening thought for you. Israel is about to expand, not contract. Israel will expand its borders according to the Bible. They were given land, their patriarch Abraham in Genesis 15:18, that is much larger than Israel is today. It was land that measures from the river of Egypt, the Nile, to the river Euphrates, which of course is through modern-day Iraq and Syria. At no time has Israel possessed all of that land. Joshua possessed a little more than Israel possesses now, about 3,300 years ago or so. King David, about 3,000 years ago, even possessed more land than Joshua did. And, of course, Israel came back on the scene in that land in 1948 and expanded in 1967 when they won that Six-Day War. I'm suggesting to you that after the Psalm 83 Arab-Israeli War, that they will actually expand into more land, and this is their precedent. It fits in the fact that that land was given to Abraham. It increases the defensibility of their borders. They have a historical precedent of doing this in ancient times and modern times, and I believe that this is something to be watching for when Israel wins the war. The Bible talks about the Israeli Defense Forces fulfilling prophecy. It talks about an exceedingly great army in Ezekiel chapter 37. And the role of that army is to defend the nation of Israel today. And I believe that they will be used in the final Arab-Israeli war written about in Psalm 83 when the Lord deals with those countries and terrorist populations that surround Israel and share common borders with Israel. But you've got Lebanon and you've got Hezbollah. You've got Jordan. You've got Syria and Iraq, and of course you've got ISIS in there. You've got the Palestinian refugees, I believe, are listed in Psalm 83. You've got the Hamas and the Gaza area, that's ancient Philistia. That's also in Psalm 83. I believe Egypt's in there,
right.
And Saudi Arabia. So
and I heard this from one of my Christian contacts, that it actually hurt me from a medical scholar in Israel. That, it talks about Jacob and Esau, that the people of Esau, that received a specific prophecy against the people of Esau, are in fact Palestinians. Now, I know a lot of Palestinians have some Hebrew blood as well, because many of them are survivors that turned to Islam rather than fighting against Islam and were cut to the sword by the jihadis back after the rise of Muhammad. So a lot of the Palestinians do have some ancient Hebrew blood, but the fact is most of them are actually the descendants of Esau. And
Let me chime in on that, Bill. Your connection to my end is a little bit fuzzy, so let me reiterate on what you were saying. I think you're absolutely right. When you talk about Esau, Esau was the twin brother of Jacob. Right. And Jacob was the grandson of Abraham. So he had Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Jacob was later renamed Israel. And so Esau, what happened to him and his descendants? So Esau fathered the Edomites. We find that in Genesis chapter 36 in various places. And so what happened to them when you follow their ancestral trail? And I've got a book, a chapter in my Psalm 83 book called The Edomites, Who Are the Edomites Today? And in that research, I've traced the descendants of Esau through the Edomites into the Palestinians today. And the Palestinians are more than just the Edomites. You've got other ethnicities inside of them. However, right. You clearly have Esau's descendants of the Palestinians. And the prophecy in Psalm 83 talks about the tents of Edom being among the 10 belligerents that come against Israel in this war. Right. And in Psalm 83, it says they want to cut the nation of Israel off, but the name of Israel be remembered no more. And they're listed in the tense of condition, meaning like refugees. So I think Asaph, who wrote Psalm 83 3,000 years ago, was telling us, when you see Esau's descendants in refugee conditions, which we have today, right. And this is when this prophecy is nearing its fulfillment.
Exactly. So in other words, what we're dealing with now is that a great war is going to happen, which will wipe out the descendants of Esau. And that this war is going to get intense enough that all the Muslim hordes against Israel are going to be wiped out.
Yeah, and you know, I want to say something. You just said something very powerful, and it might shock your listeners that the Palestinians are going to be wiped out. You know, first of all, we want to say that the Lord does not delight in the destruction of the wicked. He loves right. everyone, and wishes that none would perish, but all would have everlasting life by faith in Jesus Christ. And that's why he sent Jesus Christ to this earth, to be a substitution for our sins. Now, but I will say this, though, you're absolutely right. It says in Obadiah 1, verses 18, that the house of Jacob, meaning Israel Defense Forces, will be a fire. The house of Joseph will be a flame, also the Israeli Defense Forces. But the house of Esau shall be stubble, and no survivor shall remain. The Lord has spoken. So, see, this is a really big deal, folks. We're talking about the destruction because of their hatred of Israel through the years. Of the Jewish people. It talks about in various parts in the Bible about an ancient hatred perpetuated throughout time. And this is what you got going on over in the Middle East right now, and the Lord is not going to tolerate it much longer. And that's why I'm calling that a now prophecy.
Right. In fact, I think what people understand, they misjudge God. A lot of people think God is like a big machine in the sky, or a jolly man like Santa Claus. And that he's not only full of grace and mercy, he's also full of judgment. And they don't realize that the devil is not the destroyer, he's the perverter. The destroyer is God. And he comes, when he comes back, you know, Jesus is not coming back as a nice guy. One of the arguments I had recently with people is he said, Jesus, you can describe him as compassionate. Well,
if you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Way has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. And so, Bill, I think we laid some groundwork. Let's go through some of the other prophecies and exactly what kinds of things would trigger these conditions to happen. We can speculate at this point. We're combining what I call prophetic journalism, because in a sense what you're doing when you say now prophecies, you're actually using journalism and biblical analysis to combine to say these are now or sometimes say in the next 1 to 10 years. But there's really no preconditions for them happening, and all the conditions for them to happen are literally laid out even in current news items. So what kind of conditions do you think would cause, say, the Middle Eastern war or the fall of America or some of these other conditions to happen?
Okay, well, we will talk about the two different areas, the Middle East and America, and then we'll try to connect them. But basically, I would lay out scenario. First of all, I think it's important the point you brought up, because there's a lot of concern going on of what's going on in the Middle East with ISIS and Iran's nuclear program. And, of course, the table talk in America is we need this super political hero to rise up and, you know, reform this country and get us back on track. And, you know, a lot of people are extremely concerned. Half of the millennials were surveyed that were surveyed feel that their hope for the American dream is gone. There's just a lot of concern going on. So when people are watching the news trying to understand what's going on, they get the military analysts, they get the political pundits and the experts talking about doing the best job they can to assess the problems that we've got geopolitically, especially in the Middle East and domestically in America. But every viewer that's watching these news, mainstream news, in the back of their mind, they want to know, well, where is it going to lead? What's the future? And there's no way these guys can give an answer, a credible answer on that. unless they come from the biblical and prophetic perspective. Can you know the future of these events? And the answer is, well, if you can, you've got to see if it's in the Bible, because Bible prophecy, which is about a third of the Bible, is predictive information that is foolproof. It's 100% foolproof. So we have to be careful, but we look in the Bible and we say, do some of these things line up? So with that said, yes, some of these things do line up. For instance, in Iran, the first thing they said on your program was, I'm looking for a disaster in Iran. In Jeremiah chapter 49, we have this prophecy, 26 verses, and it talks about a time when the Lord would be angry with the leadership of Iran. He's angry with them because they want to launch something lethal somewhere, and Iran wants to do that. Of course, they're getting intercontinental ballistic missiles. They're working on a nuclear program. They probably want to launch something at Israel. Matter of fact, they just did two test launches of some missiles the other day, and on the missiles they had written, these are intended to hit Israel or targeted for Israel. I mean, that's they do that kind
of
stuff.
Why would Obama cooperate with them unless he was actually with the Muslim terrorists, both ISIS on the Sunni side and Hezbollah and Iran on the other side, to destroy Israel? He's the worst president we've ever had to disrespect the state of Israel, which is our best ally in the Middle East. It's terrible, isn't it?
Well, right, and that's not going to bode well for the decline of America as a now prophecy. You know, we've crossed every dangerous biblical boundary, Bill. The Supreme Court back in the 60s took out prayer and Bible reading, and then in the 70s, Roe versus Wade in 73, legalized abortion. There's about a million babies a year being aborted in this country. In 2013, the Supreme Court struck down a key provision in the Defense of Marriage Act. The Defense of Marriage Act, of course, is one man should be married to one woman. That is the biblical model of marriage. When you strike that down, you open up the way for same-sex marriages, which got approved on June 26th of 2015. Now, you know, from a biblical perspective, these are all abominable things to the Lord, and we've crossed these boundaries. So when the one boundary we don't want to cross, which we are crossing right now, is coming against Israel, not blessing Israel, because God's real clear in Genesis 12 that he has foreign policy when it comes to Israel. He will bless those who bless Israel, but he will curse those who curse them. And it's quite forceful, the Hebrew language in Genesis 12. He must curse those who curse them. Because wrapped up in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, on through King David, on through to Jesus Christ, is God's plan of redemption. And that's why you bless this plan of redemption. Jesus Christ, of course, has come in fulfillment of the seed prophecies. But, you know, you bless these people because if you want to be blessed, this is God's plan. But if you don't, you will be cursed. You're getting in the way of God's plan of redemption. So, you know, right now we are putting Israel in a very dangerous, precarious position where they are isolated, and we were supposed to be their best friend. One of the reasons God established this country was to be a safe haven for the Jewish people, to be a beacon of Christianity to the nations of the world, and to be instrumental in the reestablishment of the Jewish state. We are still supposed to be a friend of Israel. We need to be careful because we were crossing that dangerous biblical boundary as well of anti-Semitism.
Exactly, yeah. One of the things that I think is most disturbing is that a lot of the Christians in America don't realize how close we are to disaster. And your book is extremely important in DVD because people should be repenting publicly for these issues.
For these issues.
Okay, yeah. Well, Bill, I'm picking up on your point here, and I, you know, that's why I'm devoting some serious chapters in the Now Prophecies book on the subject of America. I'm hoping that America can turn things around. But, you know, from the biblical perspective, there's real concerns. I mean, are we going to actually do what Nineveh did when Jonah went to them around, you know, 600, 700 BC and said, the Lord's going to destroy you in 40 days because of your wickedness? And the king at that time issued a national proclamation, and from the king on to his subjects, they repented, and the Lord relented from that destruction. About 100 years later, of course, they fell back and there was a destruction. But the point is, we were hoping in America that we could, you know, turn things around, and hopefully we still can. But if we don't, we are looking at a problematic situation.
Well, I see right now an extreme state of danger. And right now I see Donald Trump as a possible answer to the situation. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting that Donald Trump is a front runner right now in the Republican ticket. I think a few elections back, he probably wouldn't even have gotten very far. But because the country is in such a disarray, he actually looks like a positive figure here that he could actually turn things around for this country. And so, I think that's because of the dire nature of the country. And he's sort of, from my perspective, it's sort of the Hail Mary. Let's throw Donald Trump up there and hope he can reverse the trend here before this country sinks like the Titanic.
Right.
That's my concern. Now, I try to warn people. The Bible talks about the last Trump, the final Trump, and it's got nothing to do with Donald Trump. And I try to warn people, look, don't put your faith in some super political hero. You need to, we're a critical time and man's timeline. You need to put your faith in what the one superhero of the Bible, and that's Jesus Christ. He's coming to get his bride. He's preparing mansions in heaven, according to John 14, for his bride, for his church. He's going to get them in the twinkling of an eye in what's called the rapture, which is a now prophecy. And my goal is to make sure that every possible listener has their name on a welcome mat in one of those mansions by receiving Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now, Donald Trump is not going to get them to heaven, and hopefully he will reverse the tie here if he wins, but there's no guarantee he's even going to win. It could be Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, so you don't know what's going to happen.
No, in fact, there's a lot of factors that are being thrown into this mix.
Well, there are a lot of factors.
Yeah, for example, right now the brokered convention could happen. Hillary Clinton could be indicted. Many things that happen, and both Hillary and Bernie Sanders have strong positions supporting abortion right up to the moment of birth and delivery. So, we're not out of the mess. But, as I say, we need to pray hard that God brings leaders that are godly.
That's right, because God gives people the leaders they deserve.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
And we are back, and Bill, I think one of the things that people should know is that by studying these, they can direct their prayers and bring repentance and judgment held back in these areas. I think that America is absent from the end times, but I think that our position is we are acting more like the daughter of Babylon rather than the daughter of Zion. And I like to look at the title of America. They call it Ephraimerica. It's got its own way, like more than 10 tribes. And it needs to repent because God is going to take our lampstand away. And America under Obama has literally destroyed the family, killed more millions of people than babies, put in Obamacare, which is actually a form of eugenics because it actually is killing people, and third foreign policy that's pushed the danger of a Middle Eastern war that could flare up into a third world war. And that's why not only back channels but open channels are communicating to our military in Russia to try to prevent it from blowing up into a Middle Eastern nuclear war, which Saudi Arabia now has claimed to have the bomb, and they're going to be doing testing. They have this giant war game they just finished here after a few weeks. Turkey's actually threatened to coming in, setting up a no-fly zone and a buffer zone in Syria. They're shelling even a district of Damascus. Again, the destruction of Damascus is one of the other issues. It's the most continuously lived-in city in history in the whole planet. And yet, biblically, it's actually prophesied to be destroyed. Can you talk about that for a moment?
It is. In Isaiah 17, it's clear that it says it's going to cease to be a city. It's going to be a ruinous heap. And, right. You know, we're looking at, like you said, the oldest continuously inhabited city that's in serious trouble right now. But that's not in fulfillment of the prophecy. The prophecy says there'll be desolation because of the children of Israel, not because of the children of ISIS or the children of, you know, Russia or something like that. So, you know, but nonetheless, Syria is still at war with Israel, and any given time, and Israel's been striking Syria over the last, you know, couple of years during this revolution, trying to make sure Hezbollah doesn't get Iranian weapons. So, you know, we're looking at a situation where that's a now prophecy. You could wake up one morning, and it does say it happens overnight, and Syria could be gone. I mean, Damascus is rather the city of Syria.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Now, the situation right now is that if a war does start, that blows up. And one of the things that I'm concerned about is that Jordan, if it falls to ISIS via Sahel, it virtually guarantees that Israel is going to start to have to go into a full military aggressive preemptive attack against ISIS and against Iran. I just can't see any way that Israel would just sit there and wait until they're attacked. Because just a few missiles, even conventional ones, could destroy much of the population of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and Haifa, the primary population centers.
Right, and people need to remember, everybody thinks Jordan is a, you know, Israel's best friend, and that's such a moderate Arab state. But, you know, they need to remember that Jordan doesn't recognize Israel's right to exist. They fought in the wars against Israel in 48, 67, and 73, and the main reason they have a peace treaty that was established in 1994 with Israel was because they got tired of getting, you know, losing wars, and there was some funding that was provided to them, and it was just a politically expedient thing to do. But in the process, they also got the, they have control over the Temple Mount. It's de facto control. But every time Israel threatens to take over control of the Temple Mount again, Jordan threatens to rip up the peace treaty. So, you know, people need to realize that Jordan is not really a friend of Israel. And Jordan is in Psalm 83, and Jordan's in Jeremiah 49, and the prognosis for Jordan is not good. These are Arab-Israeli conflicts, and I write about them as now prophecies in the book.
Yeah. That's interesting, isn't it? Now, what other major prophecies do you discuss in the book that you can kind of give some geopolitical factors that, of course, you're going to expand on the book in a DVD? What else would you say?
Well, there's one that I'm watching for. This one's a little harder to discern presently, but it's in dealing with Egypt. Egypt is the number one Arab state in the Middle East. They've got about 80 million population. And they've gone through, of course, different presidents from Mubarak during the Arab Spring to Morsi. Now they've got al-Sisi. And this prophecy in Isaiah 19 talks about Egypt entirely collapsing, getting a cruel master to rule over it. Their economy just totally collapses. It says everyone that makes wages is troubled of soul. The fishing industry, the tourist industry, it's a very descriptive prophecy. And then it tells us that it's because why this is happening is because there's a terrorization between Egypt and Israel. Something happens with the relationships between Egypt and Israel. Now, Egypt also has a peace treaty with Israel right now, but it's very fragile. And it's very interesting geopolitically. You had the Israeli ambassador was invited over by an Egyptian parliament member just the other night for dinner to talk about, you know, paving inroads between their countries. And that parliament member in Egypt that befriended this Israeli ambassador had a shoe thrown at him at the parliament member meeting the next day, and he has now been kicked out of the parliament. This to show you how Egypt is no friend of Israel either, even though they've got a fragile peace treaty. So all this stuff is very, very volatile right now over there.
Yeah, it's all very dangerous. And, of course, I know from my contacts inside the Israeli Defense Force and the Israeli military that Israel is more than capable of not only defending itself against the Arab countries, but against Russia and China. In fact, I think one of the prophecies is that 5/6 of the armies that attack Israel at the time of the end will be destroyed.
Some by Israel, some by God, and then in the end, the Armageddon campaign, we're told that in Isaiah 63 that Christ comes single-handedly and takes out the Antichrist and the armies he puts together. So I'm looking at three distinctly different wars, not to say there won't be other conflagrations throughout the world and in the Middle East, but these are biblical wars, Psalm 83, Ezekiel 38, and then, of course, the Armageddon campaign in the book of Revelation. So, you know, we've got some big fireworks coming forward, Bill, and I'm just trying to say, well, which ones should be what we be on the lookout for now? And that's what my book's about now, prophecies.
Yeah, I think it'll be very informative. It should be something that if you have a prayer group at home or home cell group or your church, these videos are very important to discuss and start talking about it. And looking at also current events, what's going on in American politics, what's happening in Europe with the invasion of Islam, what's going on in the Middle East with the globalists actually pushing for elements of war, because you can see policies that Obama and NATO are doing, they're actually pushing on Russia and China and pushing these elements toward actually a conflict that they're trying to trigger. You can see that it doesn't make sense, does it?
No, but we're heading towards the big showdown where the Lord, here's the big deal, and I make this a marquee event in my book, The Now Prophecies. The Lord says in Ezekiel 38, this major prophecy, Ezekiel 38, 39, invasion of Israel, spearheaded by Russia, it includes Iran, Turkey, and 9 members altogether. The Lord's going to stop that supernaturally, we're told. And he says, as a result, he says he will make his holy name known in the midst of his people Israel. They shall not profane it anymore, and the nation shall know he's the Lord. And this is the event of all events. In the end times, the Lord chose to do that, to let the world know he's the one true God that loves them, keeps his covenants to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and the Jewish people, but also keeps his promises to everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. And that event is coming real soon. And so I look at that as the next prophecy because there's some preconditions. And how are we going to get there? Because that's going to happen real soon. Well, we got these now prophecies to contend with. And that's why I say the book is just dynamite for people right now.
Yeah, that's why it's such a big seller, too, on Amazon and the major sellers on Barnes & Noble. I think it's actually, if I remember, you mentioned this just last week, that it's the number one seller in Christian prophetic books right now worldwide.
It's number one on Amazon, Kindle, and several Christian prophecy categories right now. It's doing really well because the information is very timely and very relevant.
And you have several other books. You have over at prophecydepot.com, prophecydepotministries.net. You've got Nuclear Showdown in Iran. You've got Psalm 83. You've got a number of other materials. And you actually have 40 DVDs set you did with several other prophetic analysts and writers as well.
Yeah, there's quite a few informative products with a lot of research relevant to prophetic information. I believe it, I've done the best I can to accurately discern what's left to be fulfilled. There's quite a bit of stuff that can happen, and some of it's going to happen soon, in my estimation. And, yeah, they can get all those resources at prophecydepot.com.
And, of course, we also have replicated over your latest book, The Now Prophecies, over at clayandiron.com. So you can also go to clayandiron.com, and you'll see a special store there for a number of these materials for Bill Salas, who's done an amazing job, a prophetic job, and a very needed job to analyze the geopolitical and the biblical and bring them as a prophetic journalist, I would say, a prophetic journalist of our times. Thank you, Bill. You've done an amazing job. We will talk to you again soon in a few weeks or months, and I get you back, and hopefully people will get these materials and discuss and pray on them.
Sounds great, Bill.
Thanks a lot, and take care.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.